Chapter 23. The battle raged on about the Star of Zaxis. Hundreds of the fierce and horribly beweaponed Zerzler ships had now been smashed and wrenched to atoms by the withering forces the huge silver Zaxician ship was able to deploy. Part of the moon had gone too, blasted away by the same blazing force guns that ripped the very fabric of space as they passed through it. The Zerzler ships that remained, horribly beweaponed though they were now hopelessly outclassed by the devastating power of the Zaxician ship, and were fleeing for cover behind the rapidly disintegrating moon, when the Zaxician ship, in hurtling pursuit behind them, suddenly announced that it needed a holiday, and left the field of battle. All was redoubled fear and consternation for a moment, but the ship was gone. With the stupendous powers at its command, it flitted across vast tracts of irrationally shaped space, quickly, effortlessly, and above all, quietly. Deep in his greasy, smelly bunk, fashioned out of a maintenance hatchway, Ford Prefect slept among his towels, dreaming of old haunts. He dreamed at one point of his slumbers in New York. In his dream, he was walking late at night along the east side, beside the river which had become so extravagantly polluted that new life forms are now emerging from it spontaneously, demanding welfare and voting rights. One of these now floated past, waving. Ford waved back. The thing thrashed to the shore and struggled up the bank. Hi, it said. I've just been created. I'm completely new to the universe in all respects. Is there anything you can tell me? Phew, said Ford, a little nonplussed. I can tell you where some bars are, I guess. What about love and happiness? I sense deep needs for things like that, it said, waving its tentacles. Got any leads there? You can get something like what you require, said Ford, on 7th Avenue. I instinctively feel, said the creature urgently, that I need to be beautiful, am I? You're pretty direct, aren't you? Well, no point in mucking about. Now, am I? The thing was oozing all over the place now, squelching and blubbering. A nearby wino was getting interested. To me, said Ford, no. But listen, he added after a moment, most people make out, you know. Are there any like you down there?
Search me, Buster, said the creature. As I said, I'm new here. Life is entirely strange to me. What's it like?
Here was something that Ford felt he could speak about with authority. Life, he said, is like a grapefruit.
How so?
Well, it's sort of orangey-yellow and dimpled on the outside, wet and squidgy in the middle. It's got pips inside, too. Oh, and some people have half a one for breakfast.
Is there anyone else out there I can talk to?
I expect so, said Ford. Ask a policeman. Deep in his bunk, Ford Prefect wriggled and turned onto his other side. It wasn't his favourite type of dream, because it didn't have eccentric Galumbitz, the triple-breasted whore of Eroticon Six in it, whom many of his dreams did feature, but at least it was a dream. At least he was asleep.